the workers' comp, we've got a really good turnout today. Appreciate you being here. I'd like to introduce, recognize any new people that haven't been with us before. Of course, Sherry, would you stand up?
Nobody warned me about this.
Sherry's taking Bobby's place. She's been hired to replace Bobby. And Bobby will be leaving the end of this month. So it's good to have you, Sherry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just to make it clear, Bobby is irreplaceable. Yeah. I'm not taking Bobby's place.
I should be. When I said that, I thought I shouldn't have said that.
That's sweet.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
So it's good to have Sherry. And Tracy, would you introduce?
This is Kathy Carling. She's the new Dave Knighting. She's nicer than Dave, though.
I'm easier to talk to, and I don't take as long. So I just answer one question, not...
That's great.
He's got another position in the district. So.
Anybody else that's new that hasn't been with us before? That we need to introduce.
Mike.
Mike's not new.
He's not new. We've seen him. It's good to have him.
This is a new guy over here. I don't recognize him.
Oh, yeah, this guy right here.
Oh,
he's incognito.
Merry Christmas.
Richard pulled all the stops this year.
Battery ran out of grandmother.
So, anyway, it's good to have everybody here. Hope I haven't missed anybody. So, there's a little table back here at the back. Maybe some of you have seen it, but it'll give you the opportunity sometime today to leave a little note to Bobby, if you'd like to, back here in the corner. And I think before we get started here, I think I'd just like to give her a little gift. There's a little gift that's been put together, and it's got a few things in there that I think she can use in her retirement. And we appreciate Bobby. We really do.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All that she's done and been so good to work with.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Richard, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, you know, Carrie asked me if we ought to start off doing the gift to Bobby or what we ought to do. And so I thought, well, the thing I'd like to do after he does that, I want to tell you a little story about her. And she's not going to like this. So, Bobby, how many years have you been doing this?
34.
Isn't that amazing to do that? And it's actually... 32, I believe, with us. Mm-hmm. But to do the same job for 34 years, you know, it's not like, you know, moving up or doing something different, but doing workers' comp claims for 34 years, anybody doing any kind of job for 34 years is absolutely amazing to me. And, you know, and she's just done, and we all know that, the kind of job that she's done. And I'm sure, Bobby, there's just some terrific notes over there. And Paula's the idea maker there of putting the bottle together. And so, anyhow, I think that'll be fun. But the one thing that Bobby had asked is that we not have a reception for, because I had planned a big reception for this afternoon for other people to come and see her. And she did not want that. So I said, okay.
And he didn't listen at first. It was really tough to get him to listen.
And so I finally relented and gave in. And so what we have done is exactly what she has wanted. And that's kind of what we've had in her office here. We said, when somebody retires, we will do whatever you would like. And so we're doing what she's wanted to have this here, because she said, you know, these are my friends, or these people. And so we've wanted to have our meeting, and we'll have a nice Christmas dinner and give you an opportunity to visit with her, whatever you'd like to do, and spend just a little bit of time reminiscing, if you wanted to, with her. And then next Wednesday, we'll have a staff party here for her. And if you can imagine what she has requested for dinner that day, I mean, I've had to re-budget to be able to pay for that. And so we're thinking we will have enough money to cover that meal, but she wants Cafe Rio. So we're going to have Cafe Rio here. Everybody will just order what they want, and we'll have Cafe Rio, and we'll have just a staff party. And so that's what she has asked for, and so that's what we're going to do. The thing that she didn't ask for is this story that I'm going to tell you, because I think it reflects, at the time it was really funny, probably won't be funny today, but I think it reflects on Bobby and how she has been all of these years. We used to have an employee here named Clark Puffer.
You've all heard this. You don't have to hear this.
Yeah, anybody heard that story before? Nobody's heard that story. They don't even know who Clark Puffer is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we've got a couple that may know Clark Puffer.
This is humiliating.
And Bobby was very new. So I'm talking now, this dates me too. So this is like a very long time ago. Yeah. And this was before the days of... And some of you don't even remember those days, but this was the days before caller ID. Okay, at least here in our office, we didn't have caller ID anyhow. Carrie, you don't know those days about before caller ID back there. But some of us do remember that. Okay, so anyhow, we had Clark Puffer was one of our employees here. He actually had Terry Shoemaker's job. And got thinking that we needed to play this joke on Bobby because she was brand new at doing the workers' comp claims for our pool here. So Clark calls her up, and we were actually right here in the building because, like I say, there's no caller ID, so we went into my office in there where my office is now. And we went in there, and he called her up, and he said to her, I don't know if I can even tell the story.
They are so mean. They're so awful, I can't tell you.
And he kind of threw his voice, and anyhow, and he said that this is Mr. McFaddle, and I've had an accident. And he said, are you the one that I need to talk to? And again, he'd thrown his voice. Are you the one I need to talk to about a claim? And she says, yes, Mr. McFaddle. And again, so this is about Bobby. So, yes, Mr. McFaddle, I am the one, whatever I do. And so anyhow, then we started laughing. And so Clark started going, started laughing like that. Oh, Mr. McFaddle, it'll be just fine. Don't you worry.
I thought he was crying. I didn't know he was laughing.
And so then we laughed even more. And says, well, Mr. McFaddle, don't you worry a bit about it. Whatever accident you've had, we will just take care of you. And my name's Bobby Whitlock, and this is my number, and I'm just here to help. And so, of course, then we just started laughing, and we just go, Mr. McFaddle, please don't cry. This will be just fine.
Okay, they all get
divorced. Well, anyhow, she said, okay, well, so what happened? Can you tell me what happened, Mr. McFaddle?
You think it's worse. Wait till you hear this.
Are you bleeding? Yes, I'm, and it, of course, laughing again. I am bleeding. And she said, well, do you need to go to the emergency room? And he says, well, no, because it's just a paper cut. Anyhow, Bobby, you did take care of Mr. McFaddle. And after that, let me tell you what.
Did you get even?
Mr. McFaddle was on her... what list was that?
Okay. It starts with a
F. Anyhow, he was on some kind of list that Bobby has.
That was mean.
That was really mean. But anyhow, we had a great laugh.
It was always around April Fool's Day. And so, needless to say, because these guys were always doing practical jokes, I quit coming to work on April Fool's Day.
Well, anyhow, I think that everybody knows how Bobby has taken care of everyone. All of our claimants and to you as business administrator and school employees. She has just done a great job. And, you know, to be associated with Bobby for all those years. And the one thing that I'd say about her, and that is, you know, and I mean, this is hard to believe, but in all of those years, in the work that she has done, I never found a mistake that she made.
I was pretty good at hiding.
Whatever it was, she did a great job with that, you know, and her integrity. And so to me, you know, it's her accuracy and what she did with her work, because she took it so passionately. And so it was the accuracy and her integrity. You know, it's wonderful, and you all know that, when you have employees, and you all do, but when you have employees, you know that you never, ever, ever have to wonder about them, whether it's with how they handle a claim, of whether they're coming to work, the hours they've worked, or whatever they've done. You know, to have that integrity is probably the top thing with Bobby, in my opinion. And, you know, and then her expertise, but it goes in that order with me. You know, and I feel like I've run around with some pretty good people in my lifetime, but to have somebody that has that kind of integrity is just profound to me, to where, you know, you don't even have, it doesn't ever even cross your mind that you have to worry about her and the work that she would do. I can just tell you, you know, and in the mornings, it's that's the way she's been for 32 years for us, that she is always in the parking lot ahead of me. Now, I usually get here about 10 o'clock. So she always beats me here, so I don't know what time she gets here. Now, I know for many, many years, she was always here at 7 o'clock every morning to take calls, because she'd say, you know, I know somebody will probably call from one of the schools. And so she was always here. But anyhow, I could go on and on and talk about a lot of things. I'm going to save some of those stories for a staff meeting, some of the better ones. But anyhow, Bobby, we just want you to know how much we appreciate you, and I know everybody's going to express that to you even and over again, but for your work. And you know what? And it's hard for me to actually believe that you're leaving. You know, it's one of those things, you know, you've had somebody that has been here and you've worked with for 32 years, and then to go, okay, you know, at the end of the month, she's going to check out and be gone. And
well, so, no, the conference.
You'll be there, but technically, she will be checked out the end of December. And so that's pretty hard, I think, to believe that somebody is actually going to do that, because you think they're going to be here forever. But that doesn't happen. They move on, and so you have just had a wonderful career, and so I think that you just have to walk away of knowing what a wonderful job that you've done,
and you
have done that and so much more than what we would have ever hoped and expected.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I just have one thing to say, because I know you've got business to talk about, but I couldn't have done it without all of you. I don't want to get all teary, but you know me, I'm emotional, as you can tell from Richard's stories, you know. But no, I'm serious. I've been telling Sherry this from the first day she started. You're not going to have any regrets working here and working with school districts. You've all been great supporters. You work so hard, and I know how much you have on your plate every single day, and every one of the secretaries in the schools. I mean, it's just incredible. And yet, you know, we can call, and they always make the time for us, or you always, you know, do what we're looking for. So, again, I appreciate all the kind words, but honestly, I can't really take all of that credit, because I couldn't have done it without all of you. and you've been not only great work associates, but really, really great friends. And I will always cherish the relationships that I've developed with each and one of you. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Bobby. It would be really a blessing if some of those kind words could be said about all of us as far as the honesty and the integrity. Because in today's society, that's something that's sometimes lacking. So that's an awful good compliment. It is. Thank you. Just a couple of things, too, before we get into approval of the minutes. So this morning we talked about having our summer meeting in Park City again this year. And at the DoubleTree Hotel, Richard's got a pretty decent rate negotiated there. The Health at Pool meeting will be on July 17th. That's a Tuesday. And the workers' comp meeting will be on July 18th, Wednesday. And we'll plan on, we'll try to do our BA meeting, UASBO meeting, on Monday the 16th. Is what we'll plan to do up there. So 16th, 17th, and 18th of July in Park City.
And which was the workers' comp?
Workers' comp would be on the 18th, the health insurance, health meeting on the 17th, and UASBO on the 16th. Okay, so I'm sure you've all had a chance to look at the minutes. Anybody want to make a motion to approve those? Kyle?
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay.
Second.
Richard, seconded. Okay, so it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thanks. Okay, the financial report for August, September, and October. Is there any discussion or any comments that need to be made about that financial report? Okay. Do we have a motion to approve that for those 3 months? Robert? Stephanie, seconded. All opposed? Yeah. Where did that come from?
That's easier because nobody says it.
Okay, we're done. Okay. All in favor?
All right.
Okay, any opposed? That is easier, Trace. I'm not sure it's proper. Okay. Committee reports. As far as executive committee, I probably mentioned about our summer meetings. Anything else come out of that executive meeting, you guys, that we need to talk about in here?
Talked about February 8th.
Oh, yeah. And we'll probably talk about that maybe down on item number 6. Yeah, about our next meeting. Oh, yes, yes. Thank you. So, we've got a little gift for each one of you. It's a card. It's an Amazon gift card. So hopefully it'll be quite usable by anybody, quite beneficial. So just like to wish you a Merry Christmas and appreciate all that you do for to help with the Workers' Comp Board. And we hope you can put that to beneficial use, a little gift card. And thanks, Richard, for getting those and your staff taking care of that.
I did all the gift wrapping.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a cute little box.
Oh, look at and it fell off. You did all the gift wrapping.
<There we go. laughs> Let's see, who put the bows on? Bobby?
Okay. He just took credit for it, so I'm going to let him have that credit.
I wrapped them. You put the bows on.
We do appreciate all that you do in coming to these meetings and participating in this. Okay, now the Claims Committee. Keith, can we turn the time to you first?
We met with Sherry and Bobby downstairs, and we talked about 5 claims that were in the range from 25 to 50. And And then we did talk about the one claim over 50, and that's what Sherry's going to lead that discussion right now.
Okay.
You don't have to talk really loud.
All right. If you can't hear me, let me know.
Right,
normally people tell me to talk softer, not louder, so that was confusing.
Sherry,
yes.
Can I have a motion to move into executives committee to discuss these claims, personal injury?
If it pleases the chair.
Holy cow.
Yeah, right.
If it pleases Rod, I'll second.
Okay. Oh, so Rod could second it by Richard. Move it to executive committee.
Yeah, and then Richard,
please. All in favor of that?
Aye.
Thanks. Any opposed? Okay, we're in executive
committee.
Okay. Go ahead.
If you can't hear me, Carrie, if you can't hear me, raise your hand. But I'm really loud, so sorry. So we've got one.
To be honest, I've had concerns about machine rights. I'm not trying to sell you that way one way or the other. There's probably better options out there that cost more money. This was just a kind of a cheap additions and other things that we do. I really do like the fact that a teacher can be walking down the hallway and see something and instantly alert the authorities if need be without, you know, dialing 911 and making it obvious. Carrie, did you end up buying it from them?
We did. My superintendent really wanted it, so we've got it, and they've just barely started training the teachers. And you know, I don't have it on my phone yet, but there was a few glitches that they're trying to work out.
Yeah. I think if you were interested in something like that, I don't know how much it comes into this conversation, but you really need to vet who you're looking at. Maybe go with one of the more nationwide type providers that have been in the business already. But anyway.
Okay.
What was the name of that app again?
You mean Chad's?
Yeah.
Precision Responder. It's developed from a guy out of Ridgefield. I can give you his contact information after the meeting.
Okay, would you send? Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Jerry.
Thank you.
See, was there a question there? Okay, Terry.
More of a comment. In Tooele, you know, one of the things. In situations like this, you've got to control your message. And if that's coming out from the Sheriff's Department, then that's, you know, that's one of the first places you need to start working on. So at least within our district in Tooele, we work hand-in-hand with emergency operations and the Sheriff's Department with all the police departments, you know, because there are SROs in our buildings. So we work hand-in-hand with them so they know the bounds of the message that they can put out. So when there's an incident, they're on the phone with us, and they can call anyone in superintendency, Mark, myself, whoever, to notify us of an incident. And we each have a handheld radio that we can carry, that we can communicate with dispatch and with our schools, and then we can switch a channel and communicate as a superintendency to be able to talk off a recording, right? That's not recorded, and be able to say, okay, I need you to go here and you take care of that, or you please take care of that. But we also, the emergency operations folks in our county purchased what's called AlertSense, and it's a nationwide thing. There are two levels of that. One is a community-based, and then there's like from what emergency operations puts out. So there's two apps that you can do. One is for the community patrons, so if they want to join, like a Twitter feed, right, if they want to join. So whenever there's something that happens in the school, our communications person will go in, or a number of people can go in and put our message out. What's happening, you know, we're unifying at this school, or things like that. And then there's an internal one that we, like the principal, superintendency, et cetera, would use to communicate back and forth. So if you push that out and you get your community members to sign on, then they can get those notifications, but it's the message that you want to put out. It's not the head-on, hey, there's been an accident or whatever, you want to catch that message.
And then it's also good to be able to put that same type of message out to the press, because they're going to be involved anyway. They want details. So we've always considered that kind of a first one to the press win, because we don't want the message coming from the Sheriff's Department or whatever. So as we work with them, we want to be able to control who says what at what time. So we have a school messenger that's a call-out system that can go out based on that school. We also are working with, again, emergency management. That's a good place to go because they've got the money. They're getting down to the point now that in the future, as we get GPS on our buses, they'll be able to, Sheriff's Department dispatch will be able to see where all of our buses are. And if there are accidents, then we'll trigger a response immediately. So we're getting into that a little bit more, but I'm happy to share with whoever wants to sit down, but as to how we do things in our district. But it's alert sense, and the phone call out system has been really helpful. And we have a communications person that when because it might not be an accident, it might be a lockdown drill or whatever. When people will go on Facebook or Twitter and try start throwing things out there. So whenever we're doing those things, then our communications person puts those things out on Facebook and Twitter so that we have the right message out in front of incidents that are happening, so that parents don't escalate it. They're not talking back and forth and, maybe it was because of this, or maybe, they're pontificating about things that are really not true. So we want to be able to control the message. So
I agree with everything that Terry just said, but one more thing that you need to consider. Like in this incident, our bus driver was out of commission, so he's not going to communicate on his radio or his cell phone. Traffic is now blocked up for miles. So district needs to get their story out. We can't get there, so we don't know. So we're relying on the sheriff's office, which is why communication with your local authorities is so important. Believe me, they learned their lesson. We didn't have to say anything to them because the parents let them know. Head on with the semi. So remember what I said about the kids pulling out their cell phones and the parents being on scene first? You want to get your story out in front, but oftentimes there's going to be a period of time where you just simply can't. And I don't know what the best answer to that is. I mean, we've thought, well, maybe internally we should at least say there's been an accident. We're assessing the data. Stay tuned for the facts, something along that nature. But you can't anticipate the chaos, especially, like I said, when the main responsible person is completely out of commission. And you just simply can't get there. So when I was one of the first ones from the district on the scene, and that's the information I had was a head-on with a semi. So you can imagine what I was expecting to see. And we had to literally jog about the last 3/4 mile to get there because of all the traffic. And when I just was trying to see and I saw the bus upright, wave of relief. So anyway.
The bad information in the Sheriff's Department, how was that disseminated? Was that on social media or where did that
That was on Facebook.
But you let the parents do that.
Yeah. And that's the thing is we generally, with the sheriff, the county sheriff himself, have a wonderful relationship and good information. And I'm not exactly sure of the individual who posted it, but it wasn't the sheriff. And so I don't know what behind-the-scenes discussions took place after, but I know they got the message.
Good discussion.
It sounded like the bus driver did a remarkable job not rolling it.
He did an amazing job keeping that bus upright. He really did.
He took it.
And if you saw it on the news, he got a hero's welcome when he got out of the hospital.
Did he?
Good. Pretty touching. He's a retired DOT snowplow driver, too, so I think that
Okay. We have anything from the lost control, Keith?
Well, Jimmy shared with us some company nurse reports, and needless to say, it's very interesting, the things that come in and the actions that we have. It was, in some cases, a little humorous, but she
shared it in the paper cuts.
Okay, that's enough of that, Gary.
give those to Bob.
Take care of those persons.
And then Jimmy's in the process of starting a special education roundtable of experts. They're saying that a lot of the injuries, majority of them, are with special ed students interacting with teachers and things like that. And then we had a slideshow on different fire code violations that they found as they go around the school. And that's also interesting. That we're told, and yet we don't seem to learn what we should do and shouldn't do. But it was good. It was a good meeting. I guess if you want to comment any more.
You pretty much hit it. I just wanted to give everybody an update on Drew Rindlisbacher, our new loss control specialist who's doing inspections. And Drew has recently to be a good inspector, you have to be certified to do certain things. And so these are the manuals for the playground certification, playground inspector course. And that was a very intensive 3-day course, followed by a very difficult exam that not everybody passes. And Drew passed it, so Drew is now a certified playground safety inspector. But there's more to be a good inspector than just looking at playgrounds. So next up for Drew starts in January, and it's the fire inspector certification course, which involves the fire code, which is very extensive. And it's going to be a 48-hour class, followed by another intensive exam. And, of course, he'll be certified to look at your indoors after that. Right now, he's going around with Dave and I, who are certified in road. And then in February, Drew will be going to American Society of Safety Engineer training and have some certifications with that as well. So before he's put out on his own, he will be put through the ringer of courses and exams, and he'll be well certified to come out and inspect your facilities and grounds. So just wanted to give you an update on the group.
Thanks, Jimmy. Anything else? Any other items that we need to talk about? Okay. This morning we had suggested that our next Workers' Comp Board meeting be held on February the 8th. That the committee meetings would be at 2 p.m. and the board meeting would be at 3 p.m. There's the reason later in the day, because there's some conflicts with other meetings and things earlier in the day. So February 8th, 2 p.m. committee and 3 p.m. board meeting. So hopefully that'll work for the majority of the people. And nothing else?
No, I don't think so. I have.
Okay, we sure appreciate you coming. I'm just thinking, Patty's an awful short timer too. And we're sure going to miss her. Yeah, wish her the best.
I've got to say how much I appreciate working with you all over the years. I've known some of you folks for almost 30 years, and I've been able to rely on your expertise and hope for patients that I've gotten from Bobby, and that was kind of the final straw. If she's retiring, then I'm gone.
Anyway, thanks, Patty. Wish you the best. Yes. You wouldn't find a kinder, better person than that.
Right.
You wouldn't say that.
Well, I was thinking of getting a travel trailer, too, but now...
Just don't pass me.
Maybe you could drive school bus.
Yeah, good job for that.
Well, we wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a safe and happy time, and thanks for all that you do. So I think you got a lunch prepared.
Yep, we do. I'm not sure which way they have it fixed out there, but... Robert, would you go out and see which way we want to go for lunch, if we go out that door or around the other door here?
Oh, we'll adjourn.
I like the bottom. I know. We got everybody signed.